fuck.
Turn it on, Warren.
It's on. Come on. Look at the numbers.
Oh, okay. We're going. We're going now. We were before,
but now we are.
Yes.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's morning.
We've never. Hi, Craig.
This is so strange.
I know. Hi,
good morning, Warren. Hi, Warren.
The sun is shining. Yeah.
Welcome. We're changing it up, folks.
We've got to make sure we say the name of the podcast because we forget that quite
a bit. What was that?
Welcome to
Sleep. You've got mail.
You've got mail. Welcome to Sleep.
Oh, no, it's the other Tom Hanks movie.
What? Sleepless in Cialis?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome. To Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
What's going on today?
You know, I've been thinking about, we've been discussing privately fashion things, because it's the holidays, and you know, you got to dress for this, you got to dress for that, and all these things come up, like holiday casual. What the fuck is holiday casual?
I have no idea.
But then you read on it, and it says it's not, you're supposed to wear like...
Is that smart casual?
No.
Versus stupid casual.
It's just holiday casual.
Holiday casual. Is that like bad Christmas sweater?
But it says, don't wear anything Christmassy. Don't wear Christmas colors.
Uh-huh.
Just wear like black and darker colors.
Uh-huh.
So what makes it holiday?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I had to do this for a work event. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is that? So what did I do? Slacks and a dress shirt and a sport coat.
Were the Vans? Did you wear Vans?
No, I didn't wear Vans because I had slacks on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Vans and slacks.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great look.
Huh.
Yeah. Wait. Before we go too far in this, I think everybody should know that you and I, as best friends in our mid-50s, find it completely acceptable to go clothes shopping together.
Yes, it's fun. Yeah, we have fun. We make fun of each other. We laugh. We give a hard time to the sales associates.
Yes.
We enjoy it.
Yeah. And yesterday, I cheated on you.
Yeah, you fuckhead.
But I'm upfront about it. Right? I'm
not going to hide it. That doesn't make it any better.
I'm not going to hide it.
What makes you think that that's better? I can do whatever I want as long as I admit it?
Yes!
That's fucked up.
Yes!
That's like prison mentality.
I walked into that store so proud. Yeah.
But you did.
And I realized you weren't by my side, and it felt awkward.
Then you should have left.
I couldn't.
You could have.
Yeah, it was too warm and inviting.
You didn't call me. Say, hey, I'm here. I feel bad. Come join me.
I wanted to, but
you don't have a cell phone?
Well, yeah, but it was in my pocket.
Oh, God forbid you should reach all the way down there and get it.
And the reception at the outlet malls is not that
great. Oh, you're a fucking liar. Fucking liar.
So,
that's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I actually, it's getting close to Christmas time.
Don't change the subject.
Well, I'm trying to justify my actions, and I had to run in there to pick up a couple of last-minute things.
I could have run to be there.
I know, but it was, I had two special people with me, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Who?
Silas and Sophia.
They love me.
They love you. They love you more than they love me.
Right.
But at the same time, taking two little people into the polo store is not the most relaxing scenario.
Right. So I could have helped you.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on. What were we talking?
I don't want to continue on. I want to bust your balls a little bit longer.
I'm feeling hurt. Now I'm feeling the guilt.
Oh, now you feel hurt.
Yeah.
Who should feel hurt here?
The experience was not worth the consequences, my friend.
So tell me about your shopping experience.
Well, I ran in there, and I ran into a very odd situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think men have this issue, but I've noticed that on occasion, women's clothes will be a certain number, right? And then oftentimes, that's not a consistent numbering system between brands.
That's
so,
correct.
For example, I was looking for a size
Chico's,
6. Yeah, Chico's.
And a Christmas shopping spree that went awry.
It went completely south.
Yes.
And that was a couple years ago, whatever it was. But
yes.
So I'm looking for a size 6, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Right? And Polo doesn't sell size 6.
Really? Oh, they're large and extra large and...
No, there was like 22, 24.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I had to search for assistance to break the code.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why? What's the purpose
of that? They need a cryptological technician to break down women's sizing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was bothersome.
See, I did that once. It was Christmas time.
Right.
And my first wife, average size lady... I'm out shopping, trying to figure out something for her, and I walked by this store, and there's a beautiful sweater.
Right.
I'm going to go purchase that.
Uh-huh.
So I go into the shop. I buy it. I sit here with the size. And it was a sweater, so you want it a little big. So I got, I think, a large.
Ooh.
And but I got home.
Uh-huh.
Wrap the gift. She gets it for Christmas. She unwraps it. And she starts crying.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Well, it's this store called Lane Bryant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it turns out it's for bigger ladies.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, mistake.
And so I now it's assumed that I thought she was big and had to go to this store to buy her something.
Oh,
but I'm
no.
just a guy, and I was like 19 at the time. I don't know shit about women's clothes or their stores or anything.
I'm 54 and I still don't.
Well, there's still a lot you don't know, Warren. There's a lot you don't know, especially when it's appropriate to go shopping by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
We are going to discuss this again later, just so you know.
Is this going to be one of those topics that comes up every 6 months? Do you remember that time?
Me, I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this.
Oh, where are you going? You going shopping?
Yeah. Oh, is that where you're going? Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Mm. Why do you want to leave by yourself? Yeah.
And so, we're two houses down, so I'll be calling you. I just saw you leave by yourself. Where are you going?
Are you going to put me on the iPhone tracker? So yeah.
They make those little Apple trackers now.
Oh, we need one of those.
No, you need one in your car. I'm going to have one in your car.
So yesterday I ended up getting a pair of pants. And
they were probably the wrong color.
Well, I am extremely paranoid at this point in time because they're either a little too big or a little too small. And
you know how you remedy that?
How?
Is you let me see so I can tell you. Oh, wait, I wasn't there.
Well, now I have a fall guy that can take the whole thing because Craig was unavailable to go shopping.
Oh, my.
To go for that whole thing. So now Christmas morning is going to be nothing more than an absolute sense of paranoia. And then... color. I bought something else that was a different color, out of the norm.
Okay.
Out of the norm. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And if it's the wrong color that spurs a wrong memory or you know, whatever the case may be, this could be disastrous. This could be like the Lane Bryant thing.
No, I disagree on color. I disagree on that.
Why is that?
Because I don't think a color would spur a bad memory.
Okay.
It may be a color they don't like. And that's okay. Women have no problem in returning shit. Somebody gives me something I don't like, it sits in my closet for eternity.
Right.
I don't play with that. I don't like to return shit. I never have. I'm horrible at it. I bought a CD player because I don't have one for one CD.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it turns out that I was told that we had no CD players in the house, but one of the laptops did have a DVD CD player. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told Amazon I was going to return it.
Uh-huh.
And I have so many days. And it sits right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to UPS. And all I got to do is drop it off and show them my code. And I don't have to wrap it or send it or anything.
Yeah. I don't return.
No,
I'm
awful at that.
Can I tell you a secret that nobody else knows?
Yes.
Okay. So
and I won't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody because this is between you and I.
Okay.
This is like total best friend stuff.
Okay.
I was in my closet. This is true.
Uh-huh.
I was in my closet the other day. Mm-hmm. And I looked down at my shoes in my room. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my shoes and there were some bags. Mm. And I'm like, whoa. And I opened it up. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was a birthday gift from some friends from 2 years ago that I never actually opened.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was
clothes.
Yeah.
Did you like them?
They had stripes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vertical or horizontal?
Which one is which?
The vertical ones go vertically?
Uh-huh. And the horizontal ones go horizontally.
Yes.
Yeah, they were horizontal stripes.
Oh, so that makes you look like you had some girth about you.
Yeah. And I don't need assistance in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but I had this sudden rush of guilt that this set of friends has never seen me use these clothes. But inadvertently, you know, I must have gotten home and just thrown them down there, and then you're like, uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do? Put it on and go over to their house and say, hey, do you remember this shirt from 2 years ago?
No, they've forgotten about it.
Yeah,
okay. They just figure that you just don't give a shit.
Maybe that's why they don't talk to me anymore.
They don't talk to you? Well, then apparently you're not going to be going to their house anyway.
Oh, shit. This is screwed.
Just let them go.
Yeah. Okay, what other kind of fashion stuff do we have to bring up?
You know, there's lots of things. Right. There's all kinds of things. It's we've discussed hosiery.
Correct.
We've discussed shoe wear.
Wait. What is hosiery for men?
Socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because when you say hosiery, I start thinking they, them, she, hit. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, it's just socks.
Okay.
Just socks and how we can play with socks and, you know, have them be colorful and shit now.
Why is Hershey's chocolate the most socially acceptable chocolate in today's world of people making transitions?
Why?
Because it has two pronouns, her, she.
God, you're such an asshole.
What?
What a horrible thing to say.
That's part of their new marketing campaign.
That's ridiculous.
That's part of the new marketing campaign.
Hershey can't call them they.
Why?
Because I don't believe that's an acceptable pronoun.
They is.
No, I think when you refer to all of them, I think you have to call them it.
It.
Yes.
No, wait. Okay, so you and I go to do a show, right? Let's say we do a show.
Okay.
And are the people coming that they're going to watch it?
Well, no, because there's just two of us.
So we become they.
No, we become we.
No, them.
No, we're we.
No, but I don't want
to. I want to go see we.
What happens if somebody accidentally applies the term guys?
Oh, no. Then we're offended.
Yeah, what are we offended for? We're in our mid-50s. We know who we are.
No, it doesn't work like that. We have to be offended. We're taught to be offended.
Because of woke culture.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Are we woke now?
We're woke and canceled. Yeah.
Okay, we're woke and both in the same sense. Yes. So what happens if somebody goes to one of our shows and says, hey, I'm going to see those gentlemen?
You can't. You have to say, hey, guess where I'm going? And I'm going to go see it.
Whoa.
That's what they have to say. Or else we're offended.
I don't want to be referred. Wasn't there a movie called It?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That little freaky clown.
Yes. Yeah. So is that who we are now?
Yeah, we're pretty much clowns, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. Okay, let's go back. I want to talk about shoes here for 3 minutes, because this is a big subject. And I always notice your footwear. You notice my footwear.
Uh-huh.
And I think as we're getting older, our taste in footwear is changing slightly, meaning that comfort is now becoming much more of an issue versus style.
Yes.
Right? So you mentioned wingtips from Allen Edmonds.
Allen Edmonds.
The brother.
Yes.
Yes. Allen Edmonds.
Yes, the brothers, right? With different last names.
Are those
as
comfortable as Rockports?
Those are as comfortable as sneakers, in my opinion.
Really?
Yes, they're amazing.
I never would have thought that.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. Okay. The most comfortable shoes I own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, hang on. Okay. We have to take a quick break.
I have one pair of those.
Uh-huh.
You know those, what are they called? The therapeutic something?
Of Rockports?
The beds.
Uh-huh.
What are those called? The therma something?
The big. Yeah, the big,
yeah.
Yeah.
It has that on the inside.
No.
Yes. They're fucking badass.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I want a pair now.
Yeah.
But I can't wear those in the kitchen.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, bye. Oh shit. Oh wait, is this thing off? Fuck.
Come on.
Noah, how do you turn it off? Is it working?
Yeah.
It's going.
Yeah.
Going. Okay. Hey Craig.
Welcome back, Warren.
How are you?
Still good.
Still good. Yeah. Well, I guess
same
we just talked to each other.
So minutes ago.
I don't know why I'm asking you that, but I think it's just force of habit that we do that all
true,
the time.
True, true. Yes,
so
yes.
Welcome back to Sleepless. Well, we never really left.
No.
But this is a continuation of Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
We had a problem yesterday because we were doing a podcast courtside at the event down at the country club.
Yes.
And tennis event. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we were invaded by like a whole bunch of young tennis players.
Adolescents. Yes.
Yeah, adolescents. Uh-huh. And, you know, we naturally attract groups of people everywhere we go, large crowds.
Uh-huh.
And this just turned out to be awkward.
Yeah, it made us uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it did.
Yeah.
We have our space.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
We have our space. And we're not used to other people invading that space. We like our shit.
Whoa. Do you find that the older you're getting, mm-hmm. the more personal space you require?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Yes. I find that quite odd. Yes.
But when I'm around a group of people, I enjoy it more than I did when I was young.
Yes, because you enjoy the interaction.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the other day, we're in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's a couple of us in this elevator, and quite a few people came in, and it became uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I noticed that. We just went to Vegas last week.
Oh, yeah.
So everywhere you go, you're in a crowded everything. Everything's crowded all the time.
Oh.
And it's like, just back the fuck off me.
Yeah. It's like getting in line, like a crowded line where you're bumping into people.
Uh-huh.
People are bumping into you. I do not like that.
Yeah, we went to it's supposed to be this fabulous brunch at Wynn.
Uh-huh.
And we stood and we had reservations. I prepaid online.
Uh-huh.
Had a reservation for 1:00.
Okay.
Then I got there and they showed me where the 1:00 line was.
No.
What time was it? 1:00. Where they showed me where the 1:00 line was.
No.
Yes. So I go to that one and they say, okay, you stay there. And then as soon as we're ready, we bring the 1:00 line over here. And then you go through these turnstiles.
Uh-huh.
And eventually you pay and get seated.
How long were you in that line?
An hour and 20 minutes.
For your 1:00 reservation?
Yes.
That's unacceptable.
We start eating. But it's like expected there.
Oh, no.
And it's like, well, wait. If in my business, if I'm 5 minutes late on anything, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And why is it okay? Because it's Vegas, because it's the Wynn. It wasn't a cheap brunch.
I'm sure not.
No. It's like $50. Uh-huh. But then for another $28, you can get like endless mimosas.
Oh. Did you do the endless mimosas?
No.
You're not a big drinker.
No. I'm not going to do endless for my one.
Yeah.
So anyway, where was I going with this? What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know, but
oh, crowds. But the crowds, and you could feel people like trying to make sure that they're next.
Yeah, was it like boarding an airplane?
Very much so, but an hour and 20 minutes worth of boarding.
No way, unacceptable.
Yeah, it was awful.
So when we go to serve a guest,
uh-huh.
We try to work within that 12 to 15 minute, mm-hmm. from the time they've ordered. But if it's anything longer than that, we just get slammed.
Sure.
Yeah, but an hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, and the food wasn't great. I heard all these great things about the Wynn.
Uh-huh.
And it was like going to like the fucking Golden Corral or some shit like that. Yeah.
Ooh, I would have been upset. Yeah.
They had crab claws, which they weren't cracked in any manner.
Right.
So I'd asked for a cracker. So I'm doing that, and they're so tiny, there's like nothing in them.
Really?
Yeah, crab claws.
You know what scares me?
Hmm.
Is a lot of those products are frozen, right?
Yes.
And in the United States of America, according to our food codes, there is no expiration date for frozen foods. And, having been in that...
Seriously?
Seriously. So in my industry, the hospitality industry, there's quite large freezers. So, before the pandemic, we were going full bore. Then we shut down.
Right.
The operators put a lot of stuff into their freezers in order not to lose that inventory. That inventory is money, right? So it stays in the freezer. Most were closed down 4 to 6 months, reopened. Things are coming back alive. So they're beginning to pull those products out and serve them again. But that crap has been in the freezer since, 2020.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and you're paying $50 for something.
Right.
You're just paying the refrigeration bill on that
stuff. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So it always makes me nervous.
The best item was this breakfast pizza, and it was still trash.
No.
Yeah. I'll never go back there again.
Breakfast pizza pisses me off.
Yes.
That's lazy. One dish that should not have been invented.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever was. I think it was thrown. It's like, oh, we have all this shit. What do we do with it? Okay, let's make it a pizza.
Yeah. Let's clean out it's called cream of walk-in. Yeah, cream of refrigerator.
Right.
And then you just put it all, everything that's about to go or has gone gets mixed in a pot, and then it goes on top of the pizza, and then you serve it.
When I grew up, it was called leftover soup.
Yeah.
So whatever was in the fridge, that went in the soup, and you just ate it.
Or cream of sink.
Yes.
Yeah. So wait, hang on. What was the best meal in Vegas?
Oh, Julian Serrano, by far.
Yeah.
That place was amazing. It's Spanish tapas.
Uh-huh.
And it's when you get there, if you want, they have a paella that's ridiculous.
Did you have to wait an hour and 20 minutes?
No. They tell you right when you get there, if you want the paella, it's going to be 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
We received it in 20.
Whoa.
But we had tapas that went along until that showed up. So it was a completely flawless meal.
See, I love that when they tell you up front. That means they're making the paella to order. And a lot of places don't do that.
Yeah, yep. That was. But it had blood sausage in it.
Really?
And it was wonderful. I've never enjoyed that before.
Yeah, I'm not a big blood sausage fan.
This was really good.
That's more psychological.
Uh-huh.
So what was the best dish?
The best dish there was, it was chorizo con papas.
Oh.
So you had like a little mashed potato, which was fantastic.
Right.
And just little dollops of it. And then they put a little link of chorizo, the harder chorizo, uh-huh. put that in there.
Uh-huh.
And it had some herbs and stuff sprinkled around it. It was beautiful and it was so delicious.
Simplistic.
Yes.
Yeah. I think less is more when it comes to food.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely.
You kind of back off those ingredients. Uh-huh. Like your lasagna. I think you make one of the best lasagnas I've had.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's very simple.
And it's because there's not a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely mm-hmm. delicious.
Yeah.
Hey. See anything good in the news lately?
No.
No?
News sucks ass. Well, not good.
Right.
But
right.
I'm, you know, we're relatively close to Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just said, I'm flabbergasted with this.
Uh-huh.
That they chose to vaccinate for COVID.
Uh-huh.
75 animals.
Well, that's the Biden administration.
You think so?
Yeah, didn't you require it? All federal employees must be vaccinated.
I don't know that they're considered federal employees. They are considered, what's the name for it? Where they're almost endangered species.
Endangered?
Yeah.
So why the hell would you waste vaccinations on animals?
I don't know. So do they get flu shots? Do they get tetanus shots? Do they get all these other, this other shit, measles? Do they get all this other
shit? I'm looking at your iPad,
uh-huh.
and I see a picture of a striped Bengal banner.
Yes.
No, what is it? Bengal. Bengal? No, tiger.
It's a tiger.
Tiger. Rawr. And so I'm looking at this thing, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the federal government, the CDC, recommends a 6-foot distance.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
In order to prevent the spread of COVID.
Uh-huh. So who with COVID is coming within 6 feet of these tigers?
Yeah. How much traffic is in front of these tigers? Yeah. And then not to mention, uh-huh. I'm sure there's an additional expense of vaccinating animals like tigers.
Well, sure.
They're not the most social friendly things.
No, they're like, okay, hang on. Okay, yeah I'd like it in my left arm.
Yeah, I'm going to feel a pinch. You're going to feel a little pinch. I don't think they just like roll over.
And I think you put a needle in them, they're going to be a little pissed off.
Yeah, and it's not an animal.
So they probably have to sedate them to do it.
Right.
So there's the expense for that.
Uh-huh.
And how many doses do they need? Do they have to go back in 6 months and get another one? Then do they need a booster?
Yeah. What? And you know the way our medical system works here. Mm-hmm. If it requires one person to do it, they're going to have 12 associates there for support.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like, have you noticed that in our city with the city workers and like fixing something on the road? And have one guy working and 12 guys watching him?
Well, yeah, they need to be managed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord. We're paying for that. Speaking of paying for that shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm very concerned about something.
What's that?
That's our economy.
Yeah, it's gotten weird lately.
And nobody seems to be talking about it.
No.
But we're spending all this money that we don't have.
Credit card debt plus the governmental debt of supporting these people that don't want to work.
Yeah. And some people need this. Some people did lose their jobs.
No. Okay.
And they have a certain amount of bills. I understand this. They have a certain amount of bills. So they need a certain job to keep their payments up, do all this
stuff. So let's quantify it before we dive too far into this.
Okay.
I think both Craig and I understand completely there are situations in life that occur where you occasionally need support. And there are some people that are susceptible to that as a result of COVID.
Yes.
But I think that's a pretty small percentage.
I think so, too.
But it seems
so let's concentrate on the other percentage, the larger percentage.
You mean the 99%?
Who just don't want to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
But regardless of whether they work or not, that's irrelevant because we're spending it.
Right.
And we're spending all this money that we don't have.
But in order to spend, you have to have something coming in.
You have to have something coming in, which is our tax money, which isn't even close to what we're spending.
Right.
Even as exorbitant as our taxes are.
Uh-huh.
And So you have this factor, and then you have all of this, like the mortgage industry. So all these lenders are told, okay, I know you have an agreement with these people. And they bought a house, and you loan them the money.
Uh-huh.
And they told you that, okay, we're going to pay you back. But if we don't pay you back timely, you can have our house.
Yeah.
And then, but you have the government coming in and saying, no. We're not going to let you do that. So you just have to keep taking it in the shorts forever.
Yeah.
And then they call it, if they want the house back, it's predatory lending. How is that predatory? It's an agreement.
Yeah.
Come on.
And half these people aren't reaching out to make agreements and saying, hey, I'm having troubles. I'm struggling. Right. What options do we have here? What can we do? They're just sitting behind the government shield.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, we're not going to do anything. That's going to have a ripple effect in our economy.
Uh-huh.
It's going to
be. What happened 2008, 2009? Right. The Great Recession. Uh-huh. What happened? It was the mortgage industry.
That
so they were giving these horrible interest-only loans
uh-huh.
that set people up to fail. So, hey, I know you can only afford a $100,000 house, but if you get this interest-only loan, you can afford a $200,000 house.
Or three now, or four.
Yeah, now in 5 years,
uh-huh.
you're going to have to pay so much more money because we're going to add interest on them.
Yeah.
But you can refinance.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah. But what they didn't tell them was, well, by then, you won't be able to refinance because you can't qualify for the amount of loan and the payment that you're going to have to make.
Ow!
At this $200,000 house.
Ow!
So all these people defaulted.
Went belly up.
And all these lenders went belly up because they can't sustain all these losses.
And the effect on the economy was huge.
Yes.
And who bailed them all out?
The government. We did.
Yeah, with our money.
Yes.
Yeah, because they made bad decisions.
And then people were pissed off because we gave money to the lenders.
Yeah.
Well, it's the lenders who suffered, and it was the lenders who the government let suffer. And what are we doing now? We're causing these lenders to suffer. Now, I'm not all in favor of lenders, and do I think they have some bad practices? Yes.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, the other party agreed to it.
Here
and
we are
again.
And
a written contract that I'm going to pay you back, and if you don't, they
I'm gonna
your
take
shit.
Your house.
They get it.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. That's the agreement. So why are we as a society and as a government
protecting these people?
No, you can't. I know you had that agreement, but these poor people, this happened, so you just lose.
Yeah.
They win. They get to stay in the house for free.
Uh-huh.
And you take it in the shorts. That's not fucking okay.
That's not okay. I think there should be a step-down system where if you are truly affected, if you've lost your job or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. you should be able to go back to the lender and say, hey, this is what's going on. You should be able to make temporary arrangements to be paying. Pay what you can. Get that money coming
something.
In. Something. Live up to your end of the agreement. Mm-hmm. And then boom.
Yes.
You know, once you're healthy again, then you can continue on with the agreement and uh-huh. make your additional payments as you can.
Or if you can't do that,
yeah,
you got to give your house up.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
We're on a friggin' roll.
We're on a roll. Let's keep going.
Huh? But look, we're about to run out of battery.
Oh, we are.
Yeah. This is, ladies and gents.
No, I'm not done.
We'll start the next episode with this. But we're going to run out of battery. But ladies and gents, Sleepless in Seattle.
How did the whole recording studio run out of battery?
Remember those people told us that we need to do that call to action thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's our call to action? Here's our call to action. We're fucking lonely.
we have nothing else to do.
Lonely men who need to hear from you because we're lonely.
Yes. Yes.
So email us. Call us. I'll give you Warren's number.
No!
Why?
Because
don't
I
you
work.
Care about these people?
I do. But you know what? I'd love to hear from
maybe
them.
Maybe they want to talk to you.
At bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Wait, now you can reach Warren at I'm gonna give you a phone number.
No! No!
And your address. Maybe they want to stop by.
Maybe they want to come by.
Yeah.
No!
Can I tell them where you work at? They can stop by for a free meal?
Fortunately, there's a lot of security gates there, so that'd be good. But ladies and gents.
Yes. Stop by our Facebook page.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sleepless in Cialis, one long word.
Sleepless in Cialis, one long word.
Yeah, and it shows us we're a comedy club.
And we're really not a club. Yeah, there are some
kind of a club.
Yeah, I guess
we're not a club per se, like they're thinking about.
We're a club with two members. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, yeah. We're definitely two members. For certain.
Have a great day, everybody.
See
you. Take care. Bye.